The Lord be with you. Read it from the Holy Gospel according to John. There was a Pharisee named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. He came to Jesus at night and said to him, "Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher who has come from God, for no one can do these signs that you are doing unless God is with him." Jesus answered and said to him, "Amen, amen, I say to you, unless one is born from above, he cannot see the kingdom of God." Nicodemus said to him, "How can a man once grown old be born again? Surely he cannot re-enter his mother's womb and be born again, can he?" Jesus answered, "Amen, amen, I say to you, unless one is born of water and spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. What is born of flesh is flesh. What is born of spirit is spirit. Do not be amazed that I told you, you must be born from above. The wind blows where it wills, and you can hear the sound it makes, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit." The Gospel of the Lord. Yesterday we celebrated a very, very beautiful solemnity, which was the crown of Easter. It was Divine Mercy Sunday. Now, if all of you went to confession within 50 days and made a fervent communion, all of you are baptized again, so to speak. All of your sins were washed away and your soul is white as snow. So you should all be filled with a lot of joy, a lot of peace, a lot of happiness on that beautiful, beautiful, beautiful day. So let's thank God for Divine Mercy Sunday and try to just derive more and more fruit from that wonderful gift that God has given to the church, especially the church in the modern world. Changing focus a little bit, but never forgetting that mercy is a perennial gift that is given to us at every time, every place, every season. God's mercy is always available. And one of the problems is, well, Mercy Sunday's over, okay, let's just put mercy on the back burner until next year. Be careful not to do that, okay? A perennial means, it means it's forever. And it's not just from Good Friday up until Divine Mercy Sunday. However, I'd like to change gears a little bit this morning and give you a brief homily on the importance now of being aware of the Holy Spirit. In about 40 days, God willing, we'll make another novena in preparation for the birth of the church, which is Pentecost. And that was probably the most powerful novena in the history of the world, when wind and fire descended upon the apostles and they were transformed. And we see it. Peter is speaking after the coming Holy Spirit. And I've often thought, St. Peter was kind of a rough, coarse, impetuous, impulsive, foot and mouth, as we say in New York, type of person that you would seem to be uneducated. And he was uneducated. But were you paying attention when Joanne was reading? How eloquent. Read it. I mean, St. Peter is very eloquent. It's like quoting Shakespeare, but not only quoting Shakespeare, he's quoting one of the Psalms, referring to David, using very elevated words. Where did this come from? He didn't go to Harvard or Yale or Princeton or even the University of Galilee. Where did this come from? This came from the Holy Spirit. So the eloquence and the words just flow from his mouth. I mean, he's not reading this text. He's not reading. How is he speaking? He's speaking being moved by the Holy Spirit. So, I'd like to just suggest three ways today that we can foster a deeper union with the Holy Spirit. The first is this. This might take an hour. Might take an hour, maybe a little bit more. Maybe 90 minutes, depends on how much time you have. What you can do is read the whole of the book of the Acts of the Holy Spirit in one sitting. You might do that. Say, okay, it's 28 chapters, it's a little bit long. But if you really want to see the presence of the Holy Spirit in the Bible, the Acts of the Apostles is probably the best. Sometimes called the Gospel of the Holy Spirit. And just being aware, almost every reading up until Pentecost, you're going to be hearing the presence of the Holy Spirit. So reading the Acts of the Holy Spirit, reading the Acts of the Apostles, would be a really good way for you to really get to know who the Holy Spirit is. You're going to be hearing it for the next 40 days. Next would be this. Pray to the Holy Spirit. I actually have more prayers memorized to the Holy Spirit than to Jesus and God the Father. I do. It's interesting. I have prayers memorized to the Holy Spirit in English, in Spanish, a little bit in Latin. Say a prayer to the Holy Spirit. In my holy hour this morning, I was praying the Holy Spirit, and one thing I was doing was this. Come, Holy Ghost, Creator, bless. Okay. That was the first hymn I think I learned when I was 5 years old. I think that was the first one. And for some reason, I don't have a really good memory verbatim, but that stuck to me, the three verses. It was so melodious and so easy, I think, to memorize that I've had that for the past 55 years of my life in my mind, right when the church was going from Latin into English. Oh, Espíritu Santo, ven. And I have it memorized in Spanish, too. Okay? So whatever language you like, because the Holy Spirit understands all languages. He's the one that gave Peter that eloquence in being able to really preach so powerfully. So, never allow a day to go by that you're not praying to the Holy Spirit. Because when all is said and done, we're all called to become saints. We're all called to become saints. I think probably the easiest path is by union with the Holy Spirit. And last, by means of a story. About 45 years ago, there was a Belgian bishop who was in Duquesne, where the charismatic movement really started, in Duquesne. And he was preaching to the university students in an outdoor mass. And there were so many students that they had to celebrate the mass in the stadium. So there they were in the stadium, and this archbishop from Belgium was about to preach. And it was a very cloudy day, and they were afraid that the rain was going to dampen, if not cancel, the mass. But he started anyway. And he said this, "Do you want to know the key to devotion to the Holy Spirit?" And all the young students were listening. And he said, "Love for Mary." And that moment, there was thunder and lightning and the clouds disappeared. Amen? I love that story. Because if we really want to have a great love and devotion to the Holy Spirit, we have to love Mary. Mary is the daughter of God the Father. Mary is the mother of God the Son. Mary is the mystical spouse of the Holy Spirit. That's why St. Louis de Montfort says, those who love Mary, the Holy Spirit flings himself into those souls. You ever play with a frisbee? Frisbee? No? Okay. You ever play with a frisbee? What do? You fling it, right? So those who love Mary, the Holy Spirit flings himself into those souls. So in these 40 days, as we approach Pentecost, you might, maybe today, read the Acts of the Apostles. If you don't have a prayer, memorize the Holy Spirit. You've got a good memory, memorize one. And also cultivate your love for the Blessed Virgin Mary. And if you do that, you are going to become a saint. And as Saint John the 23rd said, that the saints are the masterpieces of the Holy Spirit. Amen.